Come and go. He's back. Okay, Nachum, you with us? That's a yes. I hope it's a yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, how's it? You don't have to be muted unless you got still a.
I have people walking around my house, so.
Okay, how's it doing? How's it looking?
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, great. Right, let's go straight away. We're on the Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So if you remember, the Gemara was presenting for us, on the one hand, the halacha, which is straightforward, and on the other, the Gemara's got a suffix. So let's remind ourselves, what was the halacha which was pshita, and what was the halacha that is a suffix? If somebody is holding in their hands a cup of wine, problem is, he initially thought it was water, so he began his bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, with shahakoil in mind. All of a sudden, halfway through the bracha, when he finished the words Melech HaOlam, he realized that it's wine after all, and he concluded, Bayri Pri HaGofen. So the Gemara says, that case is poshut that it works. There's no shaila about that whatsoever. Why? Because even though the first half of the bracha was said with shahakoil in mind, but let's not forget that shahakoil works, at least b'dieved, for everything, even wine. So even if you would have continued saying shahakoil, never mind you switched to hagofen, which was the right bracha, but even if you would have stuck to the wrong bracha, meaning he would have finished off by saying shahakoil, you could be yotze any food with a bracha of shahakoil. So therefore, surely it can't be worse, the fact that the first half of the bracha was shahakoil. Rav Yosef, are you with us? We can't see you, but we assume you're there. Okay, he's hiding.
Believing is seeing.
At the moment, we could do neither. Okay. So, the Maisa, that case, the Gemara said, is poshut, there's no suffix. So when do we have a suffix? We have a suffix in the other way around. What would be if you are holding a cup of water? Oh, good morning, Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah, sorry.
You are holding a cup of water and you thought it was wine. So now you're a problem. Now we have a shaila. What's the shaila? And Rabbi Yosef, it's very, very important that we're absolutely clear in the shaila of the Gemara. Again, he's holding a cup of water. He didn't realize it was water and he thought it was chamre, he thought it was wine. So he began the bracha with hagofen in mind. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. What was he thinking? He was thinking hagofen. He all of a sudden realized it's water. So he switched and he finished off by saying shahakol ni'abidvorei. This case is a shaila. Why is this case a shaila? Because are we going to focus on the first half of the bracha or the second half? If we focus on the first half was said with which words in mind, which food in mind? Hagofen. And hagofen definitely does not work on a cup of water. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bari Pri HaGofen on a cup of water, you have to make another bracha. So if I look at the beginning of the bracha, then I'm in trouble. If I look at the end of the bracha, well, the end of the bracha was shahakoil. That's the Gemara Shaila. Again, in the first case, when I'm holding a cup of wine and I began with shahakoil in mind, so there the suffix is irrelevant. Why? Because whichever half of the bracha you look at, you're okay. If you look at the first half of the bracha, it's shahakoil. Well, shahakoil works. If you look at the end of the bracha, it's agofen. Well, agofen is definitely okay. But in the other case, and this is our shaila case, when you're not holding wine, you're holding water, and you began with agofen in mind, do I look at the beginning or the end of the bracha? So have a look at the Gemara. Let's just go from where it says Elo. Have you got Elo? It's towards the end of the narrow lines. The first word on the line is Im Omar. Im Omar. So the end of that line, it says Elo. This is our Shaila now. Hey, Chadakon Nokit, where he is holding Kasa de Shichra Biyada. When he's holding a cup of beer in his hand, remember beer is shahakoil. V'kasava d'chamrahu, when he thought it was wine, u'pasech u'barech adaita d'chamra. And he began making the bracha with das, thinking that it's wine and he's going to say adaiten, but then he switched halfway. V'siyem b'deshichra, and he finished with the correct bracha of sheicha, which is shahakoil, my. What would be the halacha then? And the Gemara explains, what exactly is the suffix? Bosar iker bracha ozlinon. Do we follow, ozlinon means we go. Do we go with the iker of the bracha? What's the iker? The baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Well, if that would be the case, then we're in big trouble. Because those words, meaning the iker of the bracha, were said with hagofen in mind. And that doesn't work, obviously, for sheicha. Or perhaps, oh, bosar chasima azlino. Or maybe I would go with a chasima. And what's the chasima? The chasima is the end of the bracha. And at the end of the day, he finished off with the bracha by saying, shahakol nir bidvari. So it's a very straightforward question. Do you go with the first half of the bracha or the second half of the bracha? There's the Gemara. Toshima. So we're going to try and bring a raya now. Toshima Shachris. If in the morning Posach b'yoytzer oir v'siyem b'mariv arovim. So what did he do over there? He began his bracha with view to say Yotzer Oir Uvoyre Choshech Oise Shalom Uvoyre Esakoel, meaning after Yishtabach. And halfway through the bracha, he switched and he moved over to Asher Bidvorei Ma'ariv Harovim. So he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. He was thinking of continuing with Yotzer Oir, but he didn't. He all of a sudden switched to Asher Bidvorei Ma'ariv Harovim.
This happened during Shachris?
Shachris.
Yes, it says Shachris.
Yeah.
Shachris Pasach B'Yotzer Oir. This came to Ma'ariv Harovim Lo Yotza. He would not be Yotzer. What happens if Posach b'Mariv Arovim, he thought when he initially began the bracha that he's going to say Mariv Arovim, but he switched to V'siyem b'yotzer oir, then he'll be yotzer. So what does that seem to indicate? What's the main part of the bracha?
The end.
The end.
From Moshe Zelig, you're on mute, by the way. So it seemed to be that the end of the bracha, that's the main thing. Same too, says the Gemara, Arvis. So too in the evening, the exact same halacha, just the other way around. If posach b'mariv arovim b'besiyim b'yotzer oir, again, because you look at the end. If posach b'yotzer oir b'siyim b'mariv arovim, then you would be yotzer. So we've got four cases, and they all seem to be pointing in one direction, says the Gemara, klaloi shel dava. So the rule in this situation seems to be in every case, ha'koil, hoylech, achar, hachitum. Everything follows the chasima. In which case, if you look at the end of the bracha, not the beginning, if you come back to our case, remember, he's holding a cup of water. He began with hagofen in mind, but he ended with shahakoil. So what should be the halacha? Is that good or not good? Should be, it's good. Because if we've managed to prove from the brachas of Krishma that you always look at HaKoyel HaHailech HaHachitum, you always look at the end. So in our case, we will look at the end. And what was the end? The end was...
correct bracha.
That was the correct bracha. The fact that it began with HaGofen in mind, fine, won't bother us. Lachari, that's a very good raya. Says the Gemara, no, it's no proof. Shani Hosam, over there is different. De Ka'omar, Boruch, Yotzer, Hama'oirois. What does that mean? Have a look at Rashi. Shani Hosam. Says the Rashi, Kloima, what this means to say is, Dilma Psicha Eino Klum. Vaha Dektani Yotza. The reason why we said in all the above cases, your Yotze is not simply for the reason that you look at the end of the bracha. Rather, Lefisha Choyzer. There's no bracha at the end. Upsichaso adaite de boire priagofen, who may be aimed the loyotso. So, what's the Gemara saying? You try to prove over here that what? That the end of the bracha is critical. After all, that's what it says in the Braisa. You're barking up the wrong tree. Because you misunderstood, says the Gemara, perhaps, what is the chitum? Remember, what was the story? He said, for example, he began his shachris, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he was thinking of Amariv Arovim. You all of a sudden switched to Yotzei Ro'er Vorei Choshech. And what did the Braisa say? Yotzei. Why? Because you look at the chitum. So we thought that means, okay, so we have clear proof. You look at the end of the bracha and not the main body of the bracha with the baruch. Says the Gemara, no. Over there, don't forget that when you finish the whole bracha, how does it finish off? Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Hama'oirois. Maybe that's what it means. You look at the chitum, why? Because what is the chitum? The chitum, the sealing off of the bracha, also included baruch. So don't bring me a proof from there. That if I have two halves of a bracha, the main part is the end. No. Maybe really the first part of the bracha, the Baruch Ato Hashem, is absolutely critical. And if I don't have it, I'm not Yotzei. The reason why you're Yotzei in this Shachris story is because you always had a catch up at the end. Because when you said at the end, Baruch Ato Hashem, Yotzei Hamoiris, So you've said your Baruch Ato Hashem, and you've said Yetzer Hamoiris. That's all fine and well in the case of Yetzer Hamoiris, because there's a bracha at the end. So therefore, you've always got a second opportunity. But when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shehakol El Nia B'dvaroi, where's your Baruch? The only Baruch that you said in that bracha is at the beginning, and I'm sorry to tell you, you had a Goffin in mind. So what are you going to say? Yeah, but we look at the end of the bracha. No, you're looking at the wrong end. When it says that in Shachris, you look at the end of the bracha, it doesn't mean look at the end, Yotzer Oyer Mavoyer Choshech. It means Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Mavoyeris. I cannot give up on the baruch. You've got to have a correctly worded and intended baruch. So therefore, in our Shehakol case, once again, we'll be in big trouble. Because when you said Baruch, meaning the first opening words, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, what were you thinking? You were absolutely thinking a Goffin. In which case, you don't have your Baruch. So the Gemara is therefore really expressing a very, very important rule. That you've got to have your Baruch. If you have a Baruch without the Baruch, Nishka Baruch Bechal, it's not a Baruch at all. And that's what the Gemara challenges now on the first wide line. Ho, Nicha, that's all fine and well, the Rav. It's all very good according to Rav, the Oma. Kol bracha she'ein bo hazkoras Hashem, ein o bracha. He says any bracha which does not have the mention of Hashem's name is not a bracha. So then Shapir, then everything is correct. Why? Because if you don't have Hashem's name, it's not a bracha. So then you're 100% right that in Yotzer HaMo'iros, the first beginning part, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, is not good. And therefore the bracha does not count. And therefore you're relying on the catch-up at the end when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMo'iros, which you do not have in Shehakol Ne'ebidvorei. So what are you left with in Shehakol Ne'ebidvorei? You've only got the end of the bracha, but you don't have the beginning. And if you only have the end of the bracha, not the beginning, well, I'm sorry to tell you, you don't have Hazkaras Hashem. You don't have any mention of Hashem's name. So then you're 100% right. Hello, Rabbi Yechanon. What about according to Rabbi Yechanon? The Omar Rabbi Yechanon said, Kol bracha she'im bo malchus. Ein a bracha. Ma'yikalameima. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not enough to have Hazkaras Hashem. You've also got to have Malchus. Oh, Mamashin Yana Diyema. So therefore, we're in trouble. Why are we in trouble? Because let's come back now to our Yotzer HaMo'iros case. What was the Gemara trying to suggest? That where was your catch-up? The catch-up was because at the end of the bracha, you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMo'iros. Excuse me. In Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMo'iros, there is no Melech mentioned. So how can you tell me that the only reason you're Yotzer is because at the end of the bracha you said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMo'iros? That's all very good according to Rav, who said as long as you said the Shem Hashem, that's a bracha. But Rabbi Yochanan requires more. Rabbi Yochanan says you've got to have the Shem and also Malchus. And in Baruch Yotzer HaMo'iros, there is no Malchus. So if there's no Malchus, how can you possibly tell me that Yotzer HaMo'iros at the end saved the day? It can't save the day because there's no mention of Malchus. Ah, so let's go backwards then. So if Yotzer HaMo'iros cannot save the day, so why were you Yotzer? It must be because I look at the second half of the bracha, in which case I can say the same by Shehakol as well. So the whole proof comes back again.
Same thing would apply in the case of Ma'ariv HaRavim, right?
Correct. 100%.
Okay. Well, what happened to the whole idea of brachas tzricha kavana?
Mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but not brachas.
Okay. So find this particular case then.
So mitzvahs need a kavanah, that when you perform the mitzvah, you have to have kavanah that I'm doing a mitzvah. But here we're not doing a mitzvah, it's my brachas. As long as I said the words.
Okay. Okay. Hello.
So at this stage of the game, Rabbi Yisai, we have to hold cop. Are we good or not good? At this stage of the game, it would seem to be that the proof has come back.
Yeah.
Again, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan says that a bracha without malchus simply does not constitute a bracha at all, so don't tell me that when you began with Ma'ariv HaRavim in mind, you finished off Yotzer HaMo'iros. Don't tell me that the reason why you're Yotzer is because in 3 minutes time, you're going to say Yotzer HaMo'iros. That's all irrelevant. So it can't be that that's what saved the day. So why are you Yotzer? It must be that you look at the second half of the bracha. And the second half of the bracha was Yotzer HaMo'iros, and I can ignore the first part. Well, if that's the case, I could do the same with wine and grape and Sheikha. So when I'm holding my Sheikha, even though I initially began with Borei Pri HaGofen in mind, doesn't matter. I can just look at the end. Wonderful proof, L'chaira, says the Gemara. No, I can still knock out the proof. Why? Hello. Kiven do Omar Rabba Ba'ula. Kedei lahazkir midas yoim balaylo. Umidas laylo bayoim. Look at Rashi. Elo kivim da'omar, the long Rashi. Says the Gemara, Elo, says Rashi, loy tema, you're right, don't say the mishum chasimasa yotza. It's not the chasima, it's not the yotze hama'oira, it's at the end of the day that saves you, because there's no mention of malchus. Elo, psichasa nami ma'alai sahi, the psicha is also great. The loy tifshet mine, however, do not bring a proof from over there, lechamra v'shichra, to the wine and beer case. Why? Because in Kriya Shema, there is still one remaining difference. The legaba brachis of Arabis v'shachris. You know why you yotze over there? Not simply because you go with the end of the bracha, but rather, who the motzi lemeima, there you can say, the chiposach bazu. But when you started with one in mind, the siyem bazu, and you finished off with something else in mind, your yotze, do you know why? Because when he began his bracha in the morning with view to say Mariv Arovim, which lachar is the wrong bracha, have a daite la'ad kure bo midas hayoim balaylo. His plan was to mention the midah of yoim balaylo. The middle of Yoim Balayla. We had this early on in the Gemara. What does that mean, the middle of Yoim Balayla? Kagoin, Goyleil Oir. Bechiposach Arvis Adaita de Yoitzer Oir. Have a daite lad Kuriba, Midas Layla, Kagoin, Ubeire Choshech, Hilkoch Adaita de Tarvayu Havya. He really had intention to say both. We mentioned early on in the Gemara, there exists a concept of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night for the day. Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu at day for the night. So therefore, what did this person do? He began saying Amariv Arovim. At least that's what he thought. But he concluded Yetzir Oir. The fact that he began with Mariv Arovim is not necessarily to the exclusion of Yetzir Oir, because maybe he had intention to say both. What do you mean both? Why are you busy mentioning or at least thinking about Mariv Arovim that day? You're allowed to do that. So once again, if that's the case, we don't have a proof to our story anymore. Why? Because in our case, when he began the bracha thinking of Boire Priya Gofen, in the beginning of the bracha, was he thinking about Shahakoel at all? Absolutely not. In which case, if you would home in, if you would focus on the first half of the bracha, then you're going to be in trouble. Because the first half of the bracha was the wrong bracha, it was Hagofen. That's not the same as Mariv and Shachris, where the first half of the bracha, you combine both. So when you thought to say Amariv Arovim, I thought to say Amariv Arovim, but also Yetzer Oir. Because you're allowed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu a day for the nighttime as well. You're allowed to praise at night for the day. So there, if you had both in mind, it turns out that your psicha was wonderful. Whereas in our case, when you blessed, you started off with the Boreh Priya Gofen in mind. Well, there, the psicha is problematic. So you don't have a proof from Shema. That's what the Gemara says again. Look at the Gemara. Therefore, when he said the bracha and malchus in the beginning, atarvayu koma. What does atarvayu mean? He was saying it with both in mind. And if you were saying it in both in mind, so basically it turns out that you had the right bracha from beginning to end. That's not the same case as Hagofen followed up by Shahakoel, where at least the first half of the bracha was completely the wrong bracha. So we don't have a proof. So we're still on the lookout for a proof. Do you look at the beginning or the end of the bracha? Says the Gemara, Toshema. We can still bring a proof. Because did you remember? How did that Brisa conclude? It said, Mi Sefer. Let's look at the Sefer. What was the quote at the end of the Sefer? It said, Kloloi shel dova hakoil hoilech acha hachitum. After having given me all the protim, it then gives me a klal that says, you always follow the chitum. Now, Why is the Braisa giving me that klal? What's that adding? I already know all the halachas. What's it coming to include? My love, la'asuye hadom. Isn't it coming to include the one that we're talking about? Isn't the Braisa, by concluding, isn't it coming to conclude and to include, even in the case of wine and beer, the main part of the bracha is the end? So you're right, I can't bring a proof from the beginning part of the Braisa for reasons we mentioned earlier, because there you actually had both in mind. But the concluding line of that Braisa is Hakoil Hoilich Acha Hachitum. You always look at the Chitum. Now, what's that coming to include? Isn't it coming to include a classic case like ours of wine and Sheikha? So in which case, we'll be good, we'll be okay, says the Gemara. No. Look, it's coming to include something else. La'asuye Nahamo V'tamri. What's Nahamo?
Bread.
Namo is bread, and tamri is?
Dates.
Dates. If I've got bread and dates. Now, what do you mean bread and dates? What happened in the bread and dates? Does it simply mean that, again, he began the bracha thinking it's one, and then he switched to the other? Well, that's the identical case that we're talking about as well. So what would be the difference? Says the Gemara, hey, Dalet, hey, Chedomi, what's going on? What's the case? Ilema de ochal nahamo. Do we mean that you've got bread in front of you? For some reason, the kosova, the tamri, he thought it was dates. And therefore, tamri ochal, he thought he was eating dates. Upasa chadaita the tamri, and he began thinking it's tamri. So therefore, he certainly began thinking he's going to say hot eats. The siyem bede nahamo, but he finished hamoitzi lachem in the oretz. Well, hainu bayon. That's our question as well. So how can you say, no, the Bryce is not referring to our question, rather the Bryce is referring to a bread and dates. What on earth is the difference in bread and dates or wine and beer? It's all the same question. Says the Gemara, no. Sorry, you got the case wrong. Loi tzricha. This is the case. Kegoin do ochal tamri. He had dates in front of him, the kosova nama. For some reason, it was dark, he couldn't see properly, he thought it was bread. Kosova nama ochal, he thought he's eating bread. It's a mistake. Uposach bidanahama. And he began thinking that, well, it's bread, so he had hamoitzi lechem and oretz in mind. The siyem but the tamri, but he finished with boire pri ha'eitz. Then you'd be yotzei. So again, what was the beginning of the bracha? He thought he's going to say amitzi lechem and aretz, and at the last moment he switched correctly to boire pri ha'eitz. That he would be yotzei. Why? That's very similar to the shahakol story. Da filu siyem b'denahama. Namiyotza, because even if you would have finished off with a bracha of Nahamo, means if you would have finished Hamoitzi Lechem in Aretz, Namiyotza, you would have been Yotze. How can that be my timer? The Tamri dates Nami Mezen Zaini. Dates also are considered to be sustenance of a person, they sustain the person. Therefore, if you would say Amoitzi Lechem in Aretz, B'dievet, you would be Yotze on the dates. Well, that's not our question. So that's what the Braisa is referring to. The Braisa is, you look at the Chitum, if you finished off Borei Pri Ha'etz, you're okay. Even though the first half of the Bracha was with Amoitzi Lechem in Aretz in mind, but B'dievet, that would work for dates. But we still don't have a proof for our case. When you began with Borei Pri Hagafen, Borei Pri Hagafen definitely does not work for Sheikha. And that, my friends, is the end of the sugya, which means
no decision.
That in the final analysis, this halacha is unresolved. So what do? Halacha l'maisa. If somebody, again, had a cup of water and he began with Hagofen in mind, but he switched in mid-bracha to Shahakoel, this is an unresolved question. So what do you do? What's the halacha? Does that make another bracha or not? So look immediately at Tosfos, at least the beginning of it. Says the long Tosfos, Lo ila suye nama, upirish Rav Alphus. Rav Alphus, who is that? That's the Rif, says, Hashta deloy ifshita boyon. Now that our question is not resolved, Ozlinon lekula. So we are makel. Afilu posach bechamra, the siyim beshichra, the alocha would be yotza. If we makel, safik brachas lahokel. Veri hayoyimah that no, it's not true. Lechumra, I suggest you don't go lekula, you go lechumra. You jolly well have to make another bracha again. So we have an enormous machlokes over here between the Rif and the Ri. The Ri says, you makel. The Ri, that's the Rif. And the Ri says, you have to be machne. So here, Rabbi Isai, let me just share with you in the remaining moments a phenomenal Rabbi Kiva Eger. What would be the halacha? For example, you come now next Monday, Rosh Hashanah, and you're about to blow shofar, and I cannot remember, one second, did I make a bracha or I didn't make a bracha on the shofar? I can't remember. I definitely have not blown the shofar. I know I was planning to make a bracha, but I daydreamed a bit. I can't remember, did I make a bracha or I didn't make a bracha? What's the halacha? Would I make the bracha again? The answer is absolutely not. Sofik, brachas, lahakel. You're not sure if you made a bracha, you don't make a bracha. So lachayra, that's what the Rav Alphus, that's what the Rif means with us as well. Even though it's true, the bracha on the shofar is a birkas ha-mitzvahs, and the bracha on your shecha is a birkas ha-ne'enim, but lachayra, we have a rule, sofik, brachas, lahakel. So really, we're struggling to understand the Ri. Why would the Ri say you have to be machme? How can you be machme? Safed brachas lahakel. Zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger, phenomenal yesoid. Now, in order to appreciate this yesoid, we have to go all the way back to when we first started learning brachas. We actually began with the sixth parak of brachas. And the Gemara told us there that if you eat anything without any exception, you've got to make a bracha. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, it's much more than that. Osur lehonais ba'olam hazeh b'loy bracha. You're not allowed to benefit from this world without a bracha. There's an issa. So much so, the Gemara says, if you benefit from this world without a bracha, it's like stealing. Says Rabbi Kivega, so now I understand. When you're talking about the bracha of the shofar, that's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha. There's no issa to blow the shofar without a bracha. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Where you have a mitzvah, which at the end of the day is drabonon, so we say, sofik brachas lahokil. But in the case of birkas hanenin, I made a bracha, and I'm not sure if I'm yotze. Like in this case, I started thinking agafen, I ended up shahakoil. It's unresolved in the Gemara, it's a sofik brachas. Here says Rabbi Kivega, you can't say sofik brachas la'achel. Why? Because you might be stealing. It's not just a sofik mitzvah, it's a sofik issa. If you now go and drink that cup of shecha without making a secondary bracha, you might be stealing. I can allow you to blow a shofar not having made a bracha, but I cannot possibly allow you to drink a cup of sheicha without a bracha, because that's an issa. Therefore, Kvega says an enormous yesoid, that the whole principle of safek brachas lahakel only applies to birkas hamitzvahs, but not birkas hanenin. Where we're dealing with a possible issa, so if it's a safek issa, that's why the Ri said you have to be machne. Okay, it's a big machlokes rishonim. Fine. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue, and that, I guess, will be the last time before Rosh Hashanah, and hopefully we're still on course to finish the parak. Okay, everyone should have a good day, Mr. Hashem.
Yeah, Shikoah.
Shikoah, Shikoah.